At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Between packing lunches, school drop-offs, work deadlines, grocery runs, soccer practice, homework checks, did I mention science projects, birthday party planning, walking the dog, and maybe sneaking in a load of laundry, finding a moment to breathe can be hard. Looking for a dentist nearby who really knows the link between oral health and overall wellness? That's easy. Visit SmileGeneration.com and book an appointment today for Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a podcast. Welcome back, YouTube, of course. We do apologize for the last couple of days, but well, it wasn't possible. So we are here. Al's off. And so we've got Fliegelman sitting in. Mike, what's up?
What's up, Jerry?
Couple things for you today. I've got a couple of news topics, if you will, and then an idea that I want to run by you. So the first one, not necessarily a news topic, but topical to the show today, and then it made me think of other things in relation to. So Gio had some sort of a car issue this morning. He left, had to go home. I think he picked up his wife's car. He wound up being 30 minutes late. Whatever, not a big deal. And then me and Boomer started the show, and all was good. During the course of the first segment when Gio was in, I was relating the only time I was late was in 97 or 98. We were doing a Rangers. I was on the schedule, but I didn't know I was on the schedule to do a Rangers conflict game, be the board op, and blah, 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 blah. And I remember, it's funny, because that is now 28 years ago or 27 years ago, and I still remember the
every
moment,
detail like it was yesterday.
100%. So in 97 or 98, again, I don't remember what year this was, me and my wife had bought our townhouse, but we hadn't moved into it yet because we were getting married in 99. So I was kind of, we were doing work in it. I was kind of back and forth with that and, you know, living with my parents still. And I did have a cell phone. I did have a cell phone, but I also still had the phone in my room, a regular corded phone. And you talk about remembering the moment like it's yesterday. I remember sitting there. I had music playing in my room. The TV was on, but no sound. I don't remember exactly what I was doing. I remember my mom was all over the place upstairs doing things. And my phone rings. And it was about 6:30 or so, maybe a little less than that, maybe 6:15. And I pick up the phone. Hello. And all of a sudden I hear on the other end is, oh, this isn't good. And it was Lisa Johnson, who was in charge of all that back in the day. I'm like, and I recognized her. I'm like, hey, Lisa, what's going on? She goes, why are you home? And I said, well, where else should I be? And she's like, in the studio. So it's like your heart, your stomach just sinks. And I remember, think about this. It was a weeknight in the winter. And I get in my car in Mattawan, New Jersey, Old Bridge, New Jersey, and I got to that radio station because somehow there was no traffic that night in like 55 minutes. But I remember everything about it, and I remember getting there and rushing in. Have you ever been late, ever, doing stuff?
A few times. I mean, generally, I'm not the most on-time person, as my wife will tell you. My whole family is late. That's where, like, both my parents,
they're
my dad worse than my mom. No, they're both late.
Oh, they're late?
Like, yeah, it just runs in the family. The only few times it happening here, like I remember one night because of working the overnight, like I've always had this incredible paranoia that I'm going to miss my alarm waking up for this shift.
Sure.
Which has never happened. The only time I was almost late for a morning show was Black Friday 2 years ago. It was you and Joe.
Yeah.
And I woke up to two flat tires. So I couldn't even get one replaced. But it was shot. It was a lost cause. and my wife needed her car, so I had to wake her up, figure something out, and I still got here in time, luckily, because there was no warm-up or anything.
Yeah.
But at night, working the overnight, you know, there's so many things that could pop up with the roads around
here.
And there was just one night where this was around the time when they were doing the Holland Tunnel closures to the city during and post-COVID at night, but it would be open on Sunday nights. There was one Sunday night. It was must have been right after New Year's because it was the final week of the NFL season. If you remember, the Raiders and Chargers played that crazy game a few years ago where one of the teams that would have been, I think the Chargers would have been smart for them if they tied the game, but they played to win anyway. I just approached the Holland Tunnel. There's no signs anywhere. And just you get to it. There's not even a sign if you're familiar with that area in Jersey City. There's like four traffic lights before you get to the tunnel. There's not even a sign on that street in Jersey City. Get to it right at the entrance. Closed. And I'm thinking maybe it's just closed for a couple minutes. They're closing a lane. Nothing. And then I have to figure out like when I'm coming for the overnight. I don't get here super early. But for whatever reason, also that night, normally going to the Lincoln's only like an extra 20 minutes. It took an hour and a half to get from the Holland Tunnel to the Lincoln Tunnel.
Wow.
Back down here into the city. And again, that's normally something that even if it's bad, half hour max. I was apologizing to Lori. I don't remember. It was either Rosenberg or Connor here that night. I think it was
stuck.
Rosenberg. Just like, yeah, like it's just the worst feeling. No, and they're both giving like the, hey, it's like, couldn't have predicted this, you know.
Yeah,
they're looking online. There's nothing tweeted about or anything. Just something happened, whatever. But it's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, no, it's bad. And the only other time I was late was when you said New Year's around there. I've told this story before. It was Thanksgiving night when I figured I was still relatively new to driving in and around New York City and going into Queens. And this was, I think this was Thanksgiving 98, I'm pretty sure. And that's when Rich Ackerman was doing the overnight show on Thanksgiving night. And I remember not leaving early because I thought it was a holiday and there'd be no traffic. And boy, was I wrong. And I didn't get here until 12:30 when I was supposed to be here at 12. And I was supposed to be here actually at 10:30. I got here at 12:30. And Rich had a couple of interviews he wanted to tape, and I missed them. The other, whoever was there, helped him with it. But I walked in, and he was seething until he saw me. And I said, I don't want to hear it. And I pointed to my pants, and I basically had urine all over my pants because I was in so much traffic, I needed to basically urinate in a bottle in my car and missed a lot of it. And the rest of the night, he was so apologetic to me that I dealt with it. But those are the only
two times
I've ever
been like, you see a man covered in piss, you kind of forgive a lot,
Just disgusting. That's it, though. Those two times. And I would say the one with, that was the second one, the second of the two. I would say from that moment forward, now I've always been a nutcase about being on time, and I mean, that means being early. So those two gave me anxiety like you can't believe. And also I've mentioned before, when I did my interview for the internship here with Eric and Eddie, my appointment was 12:30. I was in the parking lot in Astoria at 8 a.m. because I just wasn't going to be late.
Oh, see, I was like an hour and a half early for mine. You beat me by a lot.
I was 4.5 hours early.
Well, because coming from Jersey, like I had the reverse of you. My first Thanksgiving, I interned here over the summer. My first two paid shifts were the night before Thanksgiving tape. There was a Knicks like West Coast game or like Texas, so till 1 a.m. And then night tape. It was the night of the butt fumble game.
Oh, okay.
Because I was so concerned about there maybe being traffic, even though it's a holiday thing.
Yeah, you don't know.
People should be where they're going for Thanksgiving. I left Manalapan, New Jersey at 2:15 to get here for 6. So I just spent an extra couple hours here just hanging out and watching the first game.
But you know what, though? It's also the peace of mind you have and the low stress level. To me, it's worth it.
Well,
it
like you said, that feeling of anxiety, because this wasn't a big one, but it did happen to me one time when I was coming here as an intern on a Saturday. There was an accident getting in. And I remember it was Pete Hoffman who was on tape. I called him, I'm going to be a little late. And because I used to leave so early for those shifts, I ended up getting here only 15 minutes late for an intern shift. Nobody cared. But just that feeling, like the time. I tell you, that night when I was going from the Holland to the Lincoln, then back in and hitting traffic, even I'm through the tunnel. Now I'm in the city. Okay, this shouldn't be that bad. Shoot down 7th or 9th Ave.
Yeah, that's the city.
And it's, but it's also now it's after midnight. It's 12:30 and I'm still sitting in bumper to bumper traffic. And like just like that feeling,
I'll give you one
in your entire body.
Tell me, so I'm going to give you one. You tell me if I would have been at fault for this. I ultimately made it in time for the shift, but here are the circumstances. I am Joe's board op at the time. And this is when Joe was working overnights. And me and him for a year, and he did it with Ray too, so it wasn't just unique to me. But that 1 year I worked with him overnights as his producer board op, four nights a week, we were somewhere.
Right, you would go to the Garden.
We lived
Shea,
at the
right.
Garden. We lived at Shea. We went to the Net games like crazy at the Meadowlands, which was easy for him, and he liked basketball. And even though he's a Knick guy, he did enjoy watching, you know, Kenyon Martin and Richard Jefferson.
Oh,
and
I was the same way with those teams. Had season we had ticket plans to them because in Jersey they were fun.
So you remember the overtime game against the Pacers, the game five,
yeah,
the first round.
Reggie hit the three to tie it, right?
So we're at that game. Not only am I working that night with him, I'm also covering the game for the radio station as well. So it was kind of like, what do I do? As the game started, I think the game started at 8:30. It was a later start. As the game's going longer and longer, I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, Joe, like, forget like the locker room. Like, we got to get to the radio station. I made it within a few minutes, but not to me. If I would have been late for that, not a big deal. We were there for work. But even that, I remember in the stands, as much as I wanted them to win, I'm like, I got to go. Like, you get that feeling of just anxiousness. Like, I can't be late.
I wouldn't fault you there because, again, you're there for work and covering the team. Like, it's funny. It depends on your bosses almost. I don't know what our past bosses, how they would have felt about that. I feel like Hurley, if you're there covering a game and it's not on our air, he would be totally fine with, hey, as long as the other host knows and they have to stick around a few minutes, like, it's going to ultimately make the product better on the next show, so that's fine. Stay, but I would lean toward you're not fully responsible there because you're there. Like, if you were there as a fan and you just didn't want to leave a game early and show up to work and then you showed up to work late, then it's on you.
Yes and no. I was also there as a producer because Joe took pride in being at games live in the locker room. Now, he couldn't go in the locker room after because the game went way too long. Otherwise, we would have. And that's where we met a lot of PR people. That's where because the PR... I'll give you an interesting Joe story. There was one night that we were at Madison Square Garden for a Ranger game. It was a regular season game. It had to have been the 98-99 season because it was Gretzky's last year. And after one of these regular season games, I don't know if you've ever been there, but the Rangers, at least back then, used to bring players out to you. It was not an open locker room. There was like an auxiliary locker room, and that's where we used to hang out. And John Rosasco was the PR guy. He would bring select players out. So we're all gathered, and I don't remember who was talking, but one of the players was out. And I'm sitting there with Joe on the outskirts of the scrum, and, you know, we both get a tap on our shoulder. It's Rosasco. Now, he wasn't talking to me. He was talking to Joe, but whatever. So I turn around with Joe, and John's like, hey, what's a good night for an interview? And Joe's like, well, I mean, usually after a win's a good night, but, you know, what are we thinking? I swear to you, Joe will confirm this. Rosasco goes, Wayne would like to come on your show. And Joe goes, Wayne who? Gretzky? And he goes, yeah. He goes, he notices you're at almost every home game, asked who you were. I told him you're the guy on the radio. So they set it up that Gretzky was going to come on the first night of a road trip after a game in Vancouver or wherever the hell it was. Going to come on right at 1:05. Okay. The Rangers get the crap beat out of them. I believe the final score was 7-2. And I remember Joe saying, well, there goes Gretzky. Sure as crap. 1:02, we're in the middle of the update. The phone rings. Hey, it's Wayne for Joe. Am I on time? Like, wow, the dude still called and did 35 minutes with Joe on the air. And that was all because of Joe's dedication to being at games and in the locker room. Really something.
Yeah, well, I mean, that goes back the old relationship that players used to have with media, with guys that covered the team for so long. They were always in person. There was more coverage from outlets, again, that were there consistently. And there wasn't as maybe much job hopping team to team. Also, maybe players stayed with teams a little bit longer. So a lot of players and guys who covered them, whether that be local TV, radio, a newspaper, they could develop that rapport over the years because you would see each other every day. And that's great to know that Gretzky, the great one, for lack of a better word, I said great right before that, like, he noticed this guy's here.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to give my time for an interview, let it be somebody who I know he's here. I know he's actually watching the games. There's a much better chance that whatever, even if there's a critique of my play,
yep,
or the teams play. Well, it's coming from somebody who's taking the time and watching the games. Now, I think, and there's fault on both sides with players and media, but I think what bothers a lot of players nowadays is anybody can show up at any media event. Like, we know the Super Bowl media opening night is the worst, where they're being asked questions by people who have never watched them play before.
Yeah.
And so I think it bothers them, where as they can really respect, most of them, the ones who are good with the media, they can respect somebody who they know, I know we're on opposite sides of this, but you have your job, I have mine, we're going to treat each other with respect, and you know what you're doing, so I'll give you the time.
I agree. And we're talking about Wayne Gretzky. And I'll never forget the fact that he called after they lost that game was eye-opening.
Right, he could have even just said, you know what, let's do it another time.
Could have done it. I think they might have had a game the next night, or maybe it might have been off. I don't. And I'm telling you, it was 30 minutes, and it was really cool. And then quickly, and then I'll move on to my idea I want to get to. There was also, you know, Bill Belichick back in the day developed a relationship with Joe. I don't really remember how that happened. Doesn't matter. But when Parcells was supposed to be the Pro Bowl head coach, and backed out for health reasons, I believe, Belichick went in his place. And somehow through a PR guy, Belichick was going to call in to Joe live at like 2 a.m. because in Hawaii, it was 8 a.m., something like that. 2 o'clock comes, no Belichick. 3 o'clock, no Belichick. All right, what are you going to do, bro? You know, it's one of those things. He's in Hawaii. It happens. 5 o'clock, the phone rings. Now, think about back then, the Imus crew is starting to come in. It's a little bit chaotic. We only really had from 5 to like 5:17 because there was a break before the 5:20 flash. So it would have had to have been quick. 5:03, the phone's ringing. And I'd say, I pick it up, fan control. It's like, hey, it's Bill for Joe. I'm really sorry I'm late. Got away from me. Then I forgot, but I'm here. Can he do something now? I was like, Joe Belichick's on the line. And he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, he apologized. And they did 15 minutes, and it was great. It's like, so you get all these stories about these guys, and you don't really know what they're like. But I've got a couple in my 30 years that, and you know, those two were with Joe, just blew me away from really two legendary figures. Now, Belichick wasn't yet at the time.
Right.
But
well, Gretzky was at the time.
But Gretzky
I
was.
I always remember one of the guys who, working here, and I don't know if you ever did this show earlier when you were part-time here, but working Sunday mornings with Ed Randall during the baseball
season.
Sure,
oh yeah, yeah.
And the guest list and the way everybody would either call in or you would call them, you know, you'd have 5 or 6 guests in a 2-hour show, almost always, you know, a manager who was either playing at the Yankees or at the Mets. There was almost always another manager calling into that show, and just the respect that all of these players, current players, former players, Hall of Famers, current managers, former managers, that they all had for Ed Randall.
Which is amazing.
It shows you like that relationship with the media. It's unfortunate that I think it does still exist, but it's rare now because, again, you have players switching teams or guys switching outlets and the teams they cover and just all these extra media things.
There's so much. Talk show hosts aren't at games either anymore.
Talk show hosts aren't there. So now it's really just guys who cover the team online. And obviously we know what's happening in the newspaper industry. So there aren't as many opportunities for media members to be in that place and develop that relationship with a player over time. But one thing here, it always struck me about how, wow, like everybody in the sport and connected to the sport of baseball has immense respect for Ed Randall.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, he's had a life in baseball. Same with Ann. She gets all these golf tests.
Right,
you know, a whole life.
And it's cool to know that Joe, by being at games, was able to develop that with a few now legends.
Yep, very much so. All right, last thing for you. This is an idea I had. And I'm serious. I want to know what your opinion is of this. So you know I run this. I have this cornhole league on Monday nights. Okay. So we took the summer off because a lot of people can't do it in the summer of vacation. We're coming back in the fall. So we have our competitive league. Everything's good. Prize, you know, cash prize at the end with the playoffs and all that. But I had this idea for a second night, or at least a second night for maybe like a 2-hour window. I wouldn't rent the facility for the entire night. Crazy cornhole. So you set up 7 sets of boards, max of 14 teams allowed in. You could do 28 if you got a second thing. But instead, because cornhole's, as guys get better, it's boring. So what if, instead of playing a team best of 7, traditional cornhole, 7 sets of boards, but set in a way that is non-traditional? And so if you've got 14 teams, that means you've got 7 games going on. Your night will consist of playing 7 games each time against a different team with a different layout. So, for instance, one set of boards where you're going to play one game against one team, instead of the boards being faced the way they are usually, you turn them around. You either have to airmail it or keep it on the board on the downhill slope to
which
score.
Which you would think, I mean, I know there's a little bit of friction, but most of the time, if you don't get
it
through the hole, it's going to slide off the board.
You got to throw it high.
Right.
It's like a flop shot
right,
in
golf.
Right,
it's got to pop right down, bang, and
correct.
Then flatten
and
out.
Sit. You got to use the dull side of the bag, not the faster
right.
side of the bag. Maybe another one, you put them on there on its side, and the only way to score is to sit it on the shelf, or it goes through, and have seven different set. That would be kind of fun, I think.
I think it would be, because like you said, we got people... It's a professional sport now. People can get so good at cornhole.
Correct.
Where
it's boring.
The competition. And it also, this kind of brings in, now it might be frustrating for some of the guys who have gotten good, but they'll have to get over it. It brings the maybe lesser players back into the fold. Now,
yes.
being a more skilled player,
it's goofy.
At least in the beginning, it's not going to help you as
much. It's like
much.
Miniature golf for cornhole.
Right.
Like one set of boards could be, you set the boards up normal, but instead of using regular bags, mini bags.
I mean, there's so many, like, I get, do you have the idea for all of the seven different ways you would do it, or do you have to come up with seven?
I came up with six.
Okay.
I need to figure out one more. And I have some ideas. And I also, it's a weird one because, you know, when I first started this, I was able to throw it out there having rented the gym already. Now, the short little 3-month lease of the Monday nights that I had were for my baseball team. I never intended.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Sick and tired of going to the dentist? Time to shake things up. At a Smile Generation trusted practice, we know for a fact that what's happening in your mouth affects the rest of your body. This mouth-body connection is why we take a more connected approach to bring dental and whole body health together to provide you with the best care possible. Because when it comes to your health, you deserve the best. Find a practice nearby that connects dental with medical with you for confidence unleashed. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Intended to do this. And it was, if you don't continue to do Mondays, we're going to rent it to someone else because people want to get in. And a friend of mine suggested cornhole. I'm like, oh, stupid. I put a couple of things out and bam, like people were interested. So it wasn't like I had to rent the gym, then advertise it and hope I signed up people where I was going to lose money if it didn't work. I had the gym, and if no one signed up, we were going to let it go after the baseball winter training was over. So it worked out. In this case, I would have to rent it and then advertise it and get people in. Or vice versa. So there's a little dicey, but so you seem to think it's a good idea.
It's fun. And meanwhile, I just realized what's on the TV in the studio to my left.
Yeah. Well,
you're looking right at it. I'm looking away from it.
But that's what made me think to ask you about it.
Okay.
I'm like, wow, you know what? I want to ask some people what they think.
Well, it's fun because, like, I know my family, we have, my parents' house, they have a couple of boards they had them made. So
sure.
If we're all there, we'll, like, just take it out during the summer and play. It's just fun. It's something that, again, even if you're someone who's a really skilled amateur or just the worst player in the world, or, you know,
yeah.
that, you know, anybody can just pick up the bags, stand by the
for
board
sure.
and play the game. So it's something that I would imagine, I think why people probably sign up, because something that couples do together. It's one of those things,
we've,
almost
we
like
do
bowling
have, we
was,
do have
where
some couples.
It doesn't matter how good you are, how bad you are. It's a fun, it's a sport that you can drink while playing.
Oh, they
it's,
drink.
It's physical activity, but it's not the most physical activity.
You know when it's physical? Is when we have our, we got to run here in a second. When we have our playoff night. So the way I do it is the top half of the teams in the league make the playoffs. It's a tournament. So you're used to playing one best of seven match every Monday. Well, all of a sudden you get to playoff night and the winning two teams play three rounds.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Now, we go best of five, then best of, well, we do best of five all night in the playoffs because it could be 15 games. Guys are exhausted at the end of it.
It's tiring, and that's, I mean, that's indoors. I played a couple weeks ago with my family outdoors, and I was playing with my sister's boyfriend, rotating teams.
Right.
And it was the winner stays on, you know.
Yeah, then, of course, yeah, yeah.
We won three games in a row. We're like, hey, like we got it. Like, yeah,
let's throw this next one.
It's 92 degrees still at 8 o'clock. Like, I can't do this anymore. Right.
I know. All right, Mike, we got to go. There, unfortunately, we're going to be at Giants camp tomorrow, so there's not going to be a podcast tomorrow. This is really it until Monday when Al comes back. So thank you for sitting in, and you'll do the Sia at the end. There will be no warm-up show tomorrow either because I'm going to be out by myself at Giants camp. I didn't want to do it with you here. I don't need that.
Plus the boom, you know, people know I have to record Boomer's Minutes, so the in and out element of it, yeah.
There's too much going on. So this is it for the week in terms of the podcast, and then although Friday we'll have a warm-up show, so I will see you on Friday, but I'll talk to you from Giant Camp, and you get us out of here.
Sure.
Rascona was very good.
I can't do the high pitch.
Yeah, me neither.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.